This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and online at kexp.org. My guest this morning is Stacy Sowers, Program Manager at Stewardship Partners, a nonprofit organization that helps private landowners restore and preserve the natural landscapes of Washington State. Stacy Sowers is here today to tell us about the 12,000 Rain Gardens campaign to help reduce stormwater pollution in Puget Sound. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Would you like to begin by saying a few words about Stewardship Partners?
Sure. Stewardship Partners is a local nonprofit that helps private landowners with restoration projects, planting trees in the Snoqualmie Valley on farmland, building rain gardens all across Puget Sound, and forming partnerships to help collaborative conservation get off the ground. We also have a Salmon Safe certification program.
Well, this interview is about rain gardens. What are rain gardens? Would you describe them?
Sure. A rain garden is a landscape feature that collects polluted runoff from hard surfaces like rooftops, driveways, streets, and parking lots. And the soils are very deep and spongy to help absorb all of that runoff, and the plants can filter out any pollutants found in the water.
And would you comment also on the degree to which stormwater pollution is a problem for Puget Sound?
Polluted runoff coming off of our urban landscapes is the most important or biggest source of pollution in Puget Sound.
How effective are rain gardens in reducing water pollution? What's the evidence?
The evidence is that rain gardens can filter approximately 90% of a lot of the pollutants that are found in the runoff, like oils, heavy metals, and runoff from lawn chemicals and other things.
Would you comment also on how rain gardens prevent flooding?
Sure. Since the rain gardens are so spongy and have a lot of layered vegetation and plants, those plants and those soils help slow down the runoff, kind of like a native forest would slow down any water coming from the sky or across the surface of the ground.
What is the purpose of your 12,000 Rain Gardens campaign?
To build 12,000 rain gardens, we're going to need partnerships and a lot of public engagement. So really, we're trying to set a goal so large that we have to work together to get it done. We're trying to build rain gardens in each county around Puget Sound, so we're setting a smaller goal of 1,000 rain gardens in each county.
Who is involved in the rain garden campaign? What groups are your partners?
Washington State University Extension is our main partner in this campaign, but we're inviting all nonprofits, jurisdictions, homeowners, tribes, and other agencies to partner with us.
And is this campaign directed primarily toward existing homes, or to what extent are you encouraging new development to put rain gardens in?
We have worked mostly with existing homes. There are new developments in policy, kind of encouraging rain gardens in new developments, and we encourage that as well.
So if someone wants to put a rain garden in, what should they consider?
They should first consider their soil. Their soil makes or breaks a rain garden, and so you want to make sure it absorbs water very well. You also want to consider how much space you have and how much water is coming into the rain garden from your rooftop.
Are there other considerations?
Sure. There's certain places you might not be able to build a rain garden. If you're next to a marine bluff or a steep slope, you need to take that into consideration.
What is the size of a typical rain garden?
A lot of our rain gardens are about 200 square feet, but they can range anywhere from 50 square feet all the way up to 600 square feet. So the size is really flexible depending on how much room you have to devote to the garden.
And what is the best location for rain gardens?
The best location is somewhere you can see it and enjoy all of the hummingbirds and butterflies that might visit your rain garden throughout the year.
You alluded to soil, but would you say more about what kind of soil works the best?
The best kind of soil is a medium draining soil. You don't want it to drain too slowly, like if you have clay or hardpan, but you also don't want it to drain too quickly if you have just pure sand. But there are amendments. You can add a lot of compost to help improve the drainage of your soil. And if you have clay, you can add compost throughout the years until you've got soil that will work.
What types of plants are best?
We encourage a lot of native plants for reduced maintenance, and they're acclimated to our rainy seasons and our dry summers. They're very flexible for changing water levels. You also have hardy cultivars that don't require a lot of irrigation. The native plants in particular are very tolerant of any pollutants that might come into your rain garden, and so they aren't maybe some of your daintier plants. It's something, luckily for gardeners and non-gardeners, that they're easy to take care of, but if you are into it, you can be real creative as well.
How much does it cost to install a rain garden?
A rain garden can cost anywhere from a few $100 to a few $1,000s, depending on a lot of factors like how much you're willing to do yourself, or if you hire a contractor to come and do a lot of that for you.
How feasible is it for people to do it themselves? Do they have to be experts?
You don't have to be an engineer or an expert or even a gardener, really. You just have to take some time to come to a free workshop and look through one of the free resources like the Rain Garden Handbook developed by Washington State University. There's a lot of resources and people out there who are willing to walk you through the steps.
What's the best time of year to put a rain garden in?
The best time for installation is in the summer. So a lot of people are used to planting closer to the rainy season, so it's easier for the plants to get established. But we like to work with the soil when it's dry, so the soil's not getting all muddy and messy.
How hard are rain gardens to take care of?
Rain gardens are very easy to take care of after they get established. The first couple summers, they do require watering and weeding just like any other garden. But after they get established, they require minimal care. Compared to even a lawn, it might be more difficult to keep green over the seasons.
Would you discuss some of the problems or challenges you have discovered with rain gardens?
Rain gardens can't go in every spot. You've got to consider some things like how much space you have and how big your roof is and where your downspouts are. Some people are not inclined to do math before they build a rain garden, but there is a little bit of simple addition and multiplication that you've got to do to predict how much water will come in and how big it has to be.
There were some problems with rain gardens in Ballard. Would you like to discuss what happened there and what was learned from the problems in Ballard?
Sure. Those Ballard rain gardens were kind of an anomaly. The water is not draining as well as predicted, and they don't drain well because the soil tests were done in the summertime where the groundwater is too low. It's not close to the surface. So in the wintertime, the water in the ground rises up closer to the surface, and the learned lessons are that you need to do a soil test wherever you build a rain garden, and it's helpful if you do the soil test in the wintertime when the water is close to the surface and the ground is saturated. But by and large, rain gardens have been very successful. We've built about 100 rain gardens in the past few years, and they've all worked really well. And so it's definitely something that can be very successful.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Stacy Sowers, Program Manager at Stewardship Partners. Our topic is the 12,000 Rain Gardens campaign to help reduce stormwater pollution in Puget Sound. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Well, earlier you mentioned some resources. Perhaps you could list all the resources that might be available for someone who would like to install a rain garden.
Sure. We are opening up some free workshops this spring. We'll have evening workshops in Tumwater, Burien, Bellevue, Olympia, Seattle, and Kirkland. And so we encourage people to come out and stay for a couple hours on a weekday evening. And we have some weekend ones as well, depending on your schedule. Sit through the workshop and go through the Rain Garden Handbook from WSU. There's also a great video on our website, 12,000raingardens.org.
What kind of financial help is available for people wanting to put in rain gardens?
Well, depending on where you live, there are financial incentives available from several cities around Puget Sound, as well as counties. the city of Seattle has the RainWise program to offer rebates to homeowners who want to install rain gardens in their yards. And they've just opened up 4 new basins, so there's even more neighborhoods that offer these rebates. Stewardship Partners also helps homeowners write grants to install clusters of rain gardens in their neighborhoods, building anywhere from 6 to 8 or even 20 rain gardens on one block.
What has been accomplished so far by your rain garden campaign?
We have formed some really great partnerships. We meet regularly with all kinds of organizations, nonprofits, and jurisdictions who are working on rain gardens around the region. And it's just really inspiring to see everyone offering what they can, bringing their specialties to the table, and working together to get this big goal accomplished. We've identified around 700 rain gardens already built around Puget Sound. We know there's lots more out there, and we encourage you to register your rain garden if you haven't already.
Would you say more about where the rain gardens are located, the ones that have been put in up to now?
Sure. Well, Stewardship Partners has installed a cluster of 10 rain gardens in West Seattle. They're in the Delridge neighborhood and were built to protect Longfellow Creek. There are also a lot of rain gardens built by the city of Seattle up in Broadview, built to protect Piper's Creek. And they're all the way down south to Eatonville and Puyallup and all the way north up to Bellingham, out west to the Kitsap County and Peninsula. They're just wherever you live, there's probably one nearby. And there are several on a map that you can find on our website if you'd like to go take a look at one in your neighborhood.
To what extent are rain gardens found outside the Puget Sound area, in other parts of Washington State, or even around the U.S.?
It's really becoming a global phenomenon. You'll find rain gardens in Australia. You'll find them in Texas. There's similar programs like the 12,000 Rain Garden Program in Maryland and Kansas City and Chicago and San Francisco. We've gotten a lot of phone calls from all over the country of people starting up programs and wanting to share ideas.
What kind of response have you been getting to your campaign in the Puget Sound area?
It's been really positive. A lot of our workshops, we have standing room only because there's so much interest in how to build rain gardens. And we've gotten some media coverage. We've recently been on PBS NewsHour and the New York Times. So it's pretty exciting how much support there is.
What have you found to be the best approach in getting people interested?
There's just so many multiple benefits for rain gardens that it's not just for people concerned with the environment, even though everyone has that in their hearts. They're also helpful for protecting public health and protecting your home from flooded basements. There's just so many good things about rain gardens that the audience that likes them is very broad and diverse.
Earlier, you mentioned rain garden clusters. Would you say more about those?
Sure. Stewardship Partners has kind of found this to be our favorite way of installing rain gardens. And we get about 6 to 8 homeowners on one block who would like to build rain gardens and then help them apply for a grant to fund the installations entirely. The way it starts out is usually someone will contact us and ask for help building a rain garden at their home, maybe because they have a flooding problem in their basement or because they'd like to beautify their neighborhood. And then we work with that homeowner to approach the rest of their neighbors to see if we can get more on board, because it's helpful to get a cluster of neighbors building rain gardens to both save money on installation costs, but also to encourage a community project and get a lot of volunteers involved.
To what extent in these rain garden clusters are there neighbors that aren't so enthusiastic about the rain gardens being put in?
Them have doubts at first. A lot of people like their lawns and they like to have space to, you know, take their dog out or play frisbee with their kids. And some people worry that it's going to be more work than taking care of a lawn. But after they kind of learn more about it and get used to the idea and talk to their other neighbors who are excited about it, we often find that they come around. And if not at first, after the neighborhood gets the rain gardens installed and people talk to their neighbors about it, then we get even more people in that neighborhood excited and on board.
Do you have a rain garden yourself?
I don't have one. I'm currently renting my house, but I'm considering talking to my landlord about it to see what he thinks.
Are landlords responsive to putting rain gardens in?
They are. In our Delridge neighborhood cluster, there is one, or actually there's two homes that belong to renters. And we've talked with their landlords, and they've been real agreeable. We've also got a couple down in Puyallup where they aren't homeowners living in the homes.
What are your plans over the next year? Where do you intend to focus your efforts?
Stewardship Partners is working with Washington State University Extension to train rain garden mentors. We're working with people in each county to train the trainer, so to speak, so that there are more local experts available for people to talk to in their own neighborhoods, because it's sometimes nice to talk to a real person rather than going through a book by yourself. So we're trying to develop those resources, and that will be our big focus this year.
Would you like to say a few words about what your partners in the 12,000 Rain Gardens campaign are doing?
I'd love to. We've got a lot of great organizations working with us promoting rain gardens across Puget Sound. One of them is the King Conservation District, and all of the conservation districts around our region, they all offer plant sales. I know the King Conservation District plant sale is coming up on Friday, March 2nd, and Saturday, March 3rd. And they offer really affordable plants, anywhere from shrubs and trees to things like rushes and sedges that will work really well in rain gardens and are one of the most affordable places to buy these plants. The Puget Creek Watershed Alliance is also having a volunteer event on Saturday, February 25th. That's today. So at 10 a.m., if you live in West Seattle or South Seattle, they're having a volunteer event to help plant trees near the elementary school wetland on Southwest Myrtle Street. You can look at our website for more information, but they're planting a forest, which is not a rain garden, but it has the same function. Rain gardens are meant to kind of mimic a tiny forest, and so if you can build the real thing, then that's the best thing you can do. People for Puget Sound host walking tours around the area so you can go see some rain gardens in your neighborhood. Saturday, March 10th, there will be a rain garden tour in Everett. You meet at the Whittier Elementary School Library at 10 a.m. And I'd also really encourage you to visit cedarriver.org and look for the Watershed Report. You can also find it on YouTube if you search for the Watershed Address. It's a really beautiful and fascinating documentary about high school students and how they get involved in sustainability issues.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Rain gardens are one of the most accessible ways to address one of the biggest problems in Puget Sound, and they're fun and beautiful and something that you can talk to your neighbors about. Something that people have a lot in common with everyone is gardening and protecting the health and environment of our region.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Stacy.
Thank you.
You have just been listening to Stacy Sowers, Program Manager at Stewardship Partners, speak about the 12,000 Rain Gardens campaign to help reduce stormwater pollution in Puget Sound. For more information, check on the web at www.12000raingardens.org. Again, that's 12000raingardens.org. The sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on demand, and then podcasting. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on 90.3 FM and kexp.org.